This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The apparent overdose deaths of five people in Commerce City could lead to stricter drug laws, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Lawmakers said Tuesday the tragedy was yet another reason to focus on prosecuting fentanyl dealers.
Because it is showing up everywhere like it did in Commerce City over the weekend.
That's Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett. Some lawmakers blame overdoses on a 2019 law that reduced possession penalties for smaller amounts of drugs. That law did not affect distribution charges, but some prosecutors say it's allowed dealers to blend in, since a few grams of pure fentanyl can contain thousands of lethal doses. Garnett said a new bill to allow more severe charges against dealers with smaller amounts of fentanyl may be coming soon. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers take up proposed legislation today that calls for a transition period before the normal system for rating schools is restored. School ratings were suspended for 2 years because of the pandemic. The case of a Colorado web designer might lead the U.S. Supreme Court to take up questions about religious expression and anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Allison Sherry says the case raises a number of questions.
One of them is whether the state's anti-discrimination laws conflict with a business owner's right to free speech, or whether the state's anti-discrimination laws can actually compel certain speech if you are a creator or a designer of something.
CPR's Allison Sherry. It's cold around Denver and along the Front Range today with snow through the day and tonight, then some clearing tomorrow. Not as cold on Thursday with highs near 20 and warmer again for Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.